Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 123, Blasting Bards Ablaze.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we sing out our river. For Boston, take 20 strokes of liberty. And ever with the right shirt as big bombs and touch me no more in the work is come. For Boston, for Boston, our war is over.
Welcome back to part two of the Best of 2011 show on the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx. Anybody else?
How many issues, guy?
Joining us once again are
Pandalicious,
JC Sargent,
the Issues Guy,
Amsterdam 2049.
Yes, we are back for part two of our Best of 2011 show, just after the holiday season. I was so happy with all the presents that I got from Blue Onyx and Anvil. I especially like the insert gift here from Pandalicious. Thank you so much.
Oh, I insert gifts everywhere.
Yeah.
Yowzer.
I actually got the duck subscription for porn because apparently that's all you watch.
Porn's free.
Yeah, what's the point of that, dude?
Hey, it's for porn anymore.
It's a subscription for free porn.
Oh. No, actually, unfortunately for him, it stars me. He is part of the month club.
Oh, that's just wrong.
But you see,
12 months of Anvil.
I'm kind of jealous of Issues Guy because he gets to celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah.
Especially so this cool time of year when it falls around the same time, because Hanukkah's still
cheating,
going.
Man.
Yeah, which is why I had to look up the Jackie Mason Torah and discovered half the Jew, half the gifts.
Yes, exactly. But I get both. I get the 8 gifts and I get the Christmas gift because I get different sides of the family. But I don't get gifts anymore. No one gives me gifts.
Well,
you know who I feel
bad. Come on. I just got you all those half gifts.
You did. And Bill and Ted finally recorded that song to save the world. It was awesome.
Yes. And some of them I actually had to chainsaw in half. So that was the bad news. The good news is Issues Guy is a proud owner of 2 Xbox 180s.
It's amazing. I can play it, plug it in both rooms and play it on both TVs. It's great.
Yes.
I was nice enough to
it only plays N64 games, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's rotary.
Well, he liked my gift better because I gave him 2.
It's still better than a Dreamcast.
I gave him a Hanukkah gift and I gave him a Christmas gift. So he got mad. And then for his Christmas gift,
yeah, you gave me a dreidel and coal, man. You gave me a dreidel and a piece of coal. You gave me the worst 2 gifts for both holidays. Give me a break, dude.
Hey, you trying to feed me a potato latke that wasn't made out of
real
potatoes.
Hey, that was good, man. That was good.
It just wasn't potato latkes.
Yeah, but they weren't made out of real potatoes. They were made out of mashed up turnips.
Oh, dude, I ran out of potatoes because I made too many French fries and I was using them as Christmas decorations, too.
You don't try to feed an Irishman turnips, bro. Oh,
sorry. I'm confused.
What's up, bro? Whatever, bro.
Broski.
So, we're trying to wind down the holiday. New Year's is coming up. Pretty excited.
New Year's isn't that exciting unless you're getting some or you might get some surprise sums. Or you're getting drunk, sums.
Probably getting drunk.
You're giving yourself sums.
Yeah.
Self-love works, too. Yes.
Or I'm working. Bastards.
Lame.
Why ask I'm for bad. A girl's Welcome hand to in marriage when you have your own?
Whoa.
Well, when the stranger doesn't work for you, then you need a real stranger.
True.
Well, truthfully,
true.
You know, you've got, you know, 5 women over here. If they annoy you, you get a stranger to play
chop them off, right?
But do you know, when you don't have sex, you can always play video games, though.
Yes! Exactly! What a
good and video games... Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And video games make everything.
You know how hard it is for me to stick my penis inside the Xbox 360?
Hey, the vibration control works great.
Yeah, it does.
I actually got a Segway for Christmas.
Yeah, great.
Have intimate time with your vacuum.
Oh!
Or the peanut butter jar.
How does that work with you?
No, I'm a shower girl, personally. But anyway, video games.
Yes, let's talk about the best video games of 2011. This was really the year of the threes. I mean, we had Uncharted 3, we had Battlefield 3, we had Modern Warfare 3.
We had Saints Row 3.
Yes.
Saints Row 3, the third,
yep.
Mass Effect 3.
Coming soon, yay. Yep, get it out.
Yes.
I want it.
I'm hungry for some BioWare.
But let's first focus on like Xbox 360. Okay. Like, what are a couple games that like got you excited about Xbox this year?
My nipples.
Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first?
I'll get the obvious out of the way. Portal 2.
Portal 2 was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It sucked.
You didn't play it.
Yes, I did.
What console is it?
Look, I've got him on my background on my Android.
I actually just recently played it, thanks to Gamefly, because I had waited some time to just catch up on my games for the part of the year. And fucking awesome. Great game. So quirkily funny. And
This is Cave Johnson, and I want pictures of Spider-Man, damn it.
Just so entertaining. Just so entertaining. I loved it.
I liked the co-op modes, too, in that game.
So now you can rage quit with a friend. Or get mad at someone who just doesn't get the puzzle, but you get the puzzle.
Yes.
I've had that happen. I'm like, bitch, put your portal over there. Where? Right there.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God. What's a portal? I hate it. It's like, bring your brother back. I'll play with him. You suck.
Whoa. He might enjoy that one.
Let me see. What's another one that was really... I was waiting for... Assassin's Creed Revelations, which surprisingly is kind of a letdown.
Really? So what was such a letdown about it?
Well, for one, Ninja got it. And when she got it, we also got Saints Row. Mm-hmm. And that really kind of took over our time. Mm-hmm. And she started to play it, and she's like, I have to think for this game, and I don't want to think right now. So, like, we're...
To the Purple Duos!
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have a really good premise. But things are really slow, and we're still only in the early stages of the game. So, like, they're trying to build a lot of things up, and it just doesn't seem to be, like, gelling really well right now. It might also be because we're just thinking about other games, and we're not fully committed to it.
It's coming out in a very difficult time with a lot of effing amazing games that just came back-to-back. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough to top them.
So, yes. It's not something that I rush home to play every day,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time... If I didn't have any other game but it, I'd probably be playing it nonstop, but this was Broke Bitch November, like we call here in Ashland. It was great season for gamers this year.
One of my favorites on Xbox this year has to be Dead Island.
I think that was a sleeper title. A lot of people were expecting that to be a lot of different things, and actually turned out really good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, the whole sandbox meets RPG sort of setup. It was kind of like Fallout New Vegas in some cases with the way it was set up. But it gave you the good feel of what to expect if a zombie outbreak actually happened.
I actually think it's probably the best representative of a zombie apocalypse or a zombie takeover in any game that we've had in the zombie genre.
So agreed.
Than Left 4 Dead?
I would actually say it's better than Left 4 Dead.
Because I've heard a lot of people, they were kind of disappointed as far as the gameplay because the trailer itself was just so, like, mind-blowing, the fact that, like, just by the studio seeing the trailer, they wanted to push for a movie just based on the trailer.
Yes.
And the trailer really didn't reflect
anything
exactly
what you were going to do in the game. And it didn't. It absolutely didn't. No. And the funny thing is...
But it's good to know that it actually has pretty good gameplay, and actually, as you said, it's better than actual Left 4 Dead and stuff like that, because I love both.
Yeah. And I like the characters in Dead Island. Like, you can feel for these actual characters.
Well, for one, instead of in Left 4 Dead where it's like, oh, we've got four strangers, we've got the badass, the army vet, the random black nobody and then the chick.
The professor and his wife, the movie star.
But I mean, so, I mean you kind of have your basic archetypes of, you know, four random people who would never meet on a daily basis trying to survive, where in Left 4 Dead, they actually give you exposition as to why each of your characters is on the island at the time of the break, and none of them would actually interact with any of these other characters, and believe it or not, because of the single player, you don't cross over with any of the other characters either, so you're really focusing on whatever character you're playing and that person's story, period, end.
Yes.
So, but I thought it was far more fluid, and I mean, I'm a big zombie nut. I love zombie games.
Same here.
I love this game.
Me too.
They actually let me play it, and I didn't want to put it down. They actually dragged me away from the game.
Yes. Voodoo, you voodoo, bitch.
They're like, come on. And I'm like, one more minute. It's been 10 more. One more minute.
Still more zombies.
But no. And I mean, I know I had some time with Square Enix and Deep Silver, and I actually got some gameplay of it when I was at E3. And at first, I was a little skeptical because they
only gave you 5 minutes to play it.
Well, that's true. But I'm also a person who's played a lot of open sandbox RPG type games. When I'm like, you're putting all these elements into one game, like, I feel like you might be trying to overload me.
Right.
And sometimes too much doesn't work. Like Left 4 Dead 2, I enjoy it, but a lot of people thought it was way too convoluted. There was too many things on top of each other.
Yes.
That just didn't resonate with anybody in the fan base. But literally the first thing I asked my tester, I was like, so did you take all the great elements from all the zombie games we already know and just put them all together? He was like, not really. Then I go and I play it, and they did. So he lied to me. He could have just said, yes, we're that awesome. And I would have been like, cool, I'm going to play it now. But it was a sleeper title. A lot of people were expecting it to fall flat on its ass, and it didn't.
Yeah, and I'm hearing rumors that their next one actually might be Dead World.
Oh, really? God.
Yes.
The whole world?
Is it going to be like the other one, do you think? Or would they like
take
an MMO?
I have no idea. I mean,
I would like to know how they were going to expand a character or solo characters to transverse the entire world. Because that means they'd have to commandeer a boat, get all the zombies off that boat, learn how to pilot a boat, and then pilot the boat in a direction that leads to hopefully another area of the world.
Calling J.J. Abrams! Calling J.J. Abrams!
It's like, we need you to make 2012 into a zombie video game. Go. So, I don't know how that would work, but I'd be interested if they can pull it off. I would definitely buy it and play it.
Agreed. Lonnie, what's like an Xbox 360 title that got your attention for the most part?
Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 3?
That was a big one.
Gears of War 3 with the ending and whatnot to the actual series of the game, it was kind of depressing, but also I think it was like that it should have, it ended the way it should have. I think that it came full circle, and I was happy with it. They did do one thing that I was very upset about was with the biker building from Paul Jr. Designs.
Yes.
They didn't get to put his motorcycle, the tri-bike, in the game, so I was pissed. Because I wanted to drive that bike so badly. And I don't know if anybody's... has anybody else seen the motorcycle? Well, besides Anvil over here.
He's raising his hand on a podcast.
I'll look it up in a minute and show you how badass this thing was. Because of how they designed it, and it looked like it would be something out of Gears of War 3. But for the most part, Gears of War 3 did a fantastic job. They were up the graphics. The update gameplay, and the online play was actually, I could actually play. And it wasn't like every 2 seconds somebody was like, all you hear is, what the fuck is that sound? Think, ah, shit, somebody stuck a grenade on me. Fuck, I'm dead again. You know, it wasn't like that every 2 seconds. Yeah, it was every three now. But the horde game, the horde part of the game was so much fun, you know.
They really flushed it out.
A lot of stuff with this game that, you know, you're able to have so much more fun with.
Yes.
And that was probably one of my top games of this year, like, you know, of the threes, basically.
Yes.
No, wait, and your only gripe was that this one bike wasn't in this.
Sexy bike.
I'm not saying that the bike isn't, but I mean, I had other gripes with the game outside of this game.
I mean, no, the story, that I... seems like it could have been an actual movie for.
What was your take on Griffin, the guy out in that ashy world, that ash place that had all the with a hammer fell things like fell.
Oh, the Hammer of Dawn fell?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
because that Griffin guy, I felt he was slightly out of character for the reality. Like, he was just like, you know, it's Ice-T, so of course it's going to drop
the
gun everywhere.
Oh, now, yeah, I know
but
exactly
he seemed,
who you're
he seemed
about.
Way too badass and way too proud, and he didn't resonate with me in the universe the way that everyone else was taking to him. Like, and I'm not saying this because I'm black and, you know, I want all black people to be cultured and educated and all that mess, but he seemed way too ghetto to me. And in an apocalyptic world, you gotta put that shit behind you. Put it in your fat bag and leave it alone.
I guess sometimes people are born that way.
I guess. I don't know. He irked me so bad. And I used to have a big gripe with Coltrane,
But he makes great jazz music.
I couldn't stand him for the longest time. I was like, I wish he would just not speak. And then they gave his backstory, and they made him a person to me. So I was like, okay, yeah, I like you now. And I'm like, oh, now I don't like Chase. It's like, Chase needs to just shut up and just not speak. But, yeah.
But, I mean, with the game design as is and how you had to go through the game was just damn impressive. I felt that, you know, the gunplay was great. Although there wasn't as many upgrades or anything that they really changed with the guns. I mean, they were able to give you the old design of
the Retro Lancer.
Yeah, the Retro Lancer had, instead of a chainsaw, because apparently they didn't have those capabilities back then, they just had a big, like, bayonet, you know, kind of marine knife on the end of the sucker. And I think that's probably one of the coolest kills that you could do in the game.
If you do it right.
If you put yourself on the wrong path, you're fucked. If you get the right path, you're going to run up and you stick it right into the grub and you lift him up and then you slash him right back down and cut him in two. It's pretty damn impressive.
But only if you pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I know Gears of War 3 is a great game from what you're saying, because I haven't had a chance to play yet because they still need to beat the first two.
It's fun.
Catch up already.
I know.
Please do.
But yeah.
I'm already playing on Insane Band.
But I've been playing Epic Games' other title that they released this year, Bulletstorm.
Which is fun.
Which is a lot of fun. I mean, the character Grayson Hunt is just a riot. And there is the character... Or the robot of Waggleton P. Tally Licker that you get to control in this game. Which I just love to death. And I'm so sad you can only play him on one level. I am hoping that if they make a sequel to it, that they somehow integrate the Waggleton P. Tally Licker into more of it.
That's the tailpipe?
It's
the bike.
It's the bike that they were going to put in the
bike that Paul Jr. designed for the game. And it has Gatling gun tailpipes on it. And not pointed backwards, they're pointed forwards. So it's a tri-wheel bike of death, and it actually has, like, the guard blocks on it. So if it was to drive through, let's say, a horde of grub or let's say zombies, this thing could take people out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that badass.
Yes.
It's a beast, it's an animal, it's a monster in the mirror.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Now,
how gorgeous is that? Look at it.
It's beautiful.
Yes. See?
Now, Hamster Man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Have you played any good Xbox 360 games this year?
I've played a bunch. Honestly, let's see. Do we want Xbox 360 exclusive, or what do I think?
Yeah, probably Xbox 360, whatever. If there's a game that was better on Xbox 360
Or PS3 or whatever.
Well, no, we're going to get the PS3 afterwards.
No.
Then do an exclusive. I mean, Gears of War 3 was an exclusive title, and Portal, they just made that, you know, cross-platform with 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was
exclusive. Honestly, like, this is kind of silly, but the thing I've had some of the most fun on Xbox 360 specifically was I went over to someone else's place, and we played some Fruit Ninja Connect.
Yeah, actually, that is a lot of fun.
I haven't played that.
It's literally designed to make you look like an idiot, but it's kind of fun.
If you get
hi-ya.
And I have a Kinect. So.
If you buy the gun stringer, it comes with it for free.
Yeah. Rubbing it in, have a Kinect, rubbing it in. Rub.
I gotta say, too, the gun stringer, it has been the best Kinect game to come out, especially with the whole third-person setup and the shooting and the just overall humor of the game as well. I mean, you get to blow up Lloyd Kaufman, the creator of the Toxic Avenger in this game.
Jeez. What about Issues Guide? Did he play anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said the Portal 2.
Oh, that's right. You started it off. That's
First. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I forgot.
But I suck really bad at first-person shooter games, so I tend to shy away from them. That's why I didn't really have much to offer in that. But I have watched my friends play Gears, and it was awesome to watch them play.
Yes.
I'm just really, really bad at first-person shooters. I like to... I'm one of the... I'll jump the shark and say that I'm going to talk about Skyrim for a second. I'm one of the people that play Skyrim third person just because of how much I enjoy a third person game. That's a different subject. What happened?
Somebody came in.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, people don't like to hear me talk. They're like, get in here.
I'll leave it. Goodbye.
Bye. I won't talk.
Oh, shit.
The dungeon door slams. It locks behind you.
See what happens when that dude talks. All
right. How about PlayStation 3?
Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 3, yeah. No, I don't.
Apparently, I can't say the right line. Otherwise, I'll get punched in the face.
I don't own any Uncharted games yet either, so...
Hey, do you want to borrow 1 and 2? Because I have both.
I'll see what I...
I have the trilogy!
Maybe, well, I'll get back to you on that.
You know Jesus what, I'm going to say goodbye then. I got left out of asking what game I liked, so I'm leaving.
Bye. Apparently...
I thought it was Arkham City.
Yeah, I thought so.
Arkham City?
He never asked me!
Well, he talked about Dead Island.
What was your favorite game?
She said, I said that was a good game. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Good game, bro.
Awesome graphics, bro.
Good day to you, sir.
But anyway, I think that's pretty easy to say. I mean, Uncharted 3 was probably the most anticipated game to come out for the PS3. Everyone was just waiting for it. November 1. I waited up at midnight to get it and played it all day. Cracked it out in a day. Yeah, I did. I was a pro. I'm a pro.
Yeah, but, I'm a pro too.
But anyway, I think some people, and I know I had some loophole issues with the story, because there were some things that they definitely didn't answer, things that happened in between 2 and 3 that they didn't broach at all.
Didn't you talk about this on your video?
On my video, yes. I did.
Panda thoughts?
Yeah, I did. So, but I mean, overall, the game was really good. Graphics were amazing, but you can't expect that to be any less... on a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that was really the one people were looking for. I think a lot more people played Battlefield 3 on the PS3, though, over the 360.
Yes.
So I guess there's something in that to speak on, too, but I don't know because I didn't play it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for my pick for best PS3, it's actually a downloadable title for my favorite.
Okay.
And interesting.
It's a title I think more people should know about. It's called Rochard.
Okay. Sounds French.
Oh, yeah, I saw videos for that one.
Job.
Yeah, it's a really great side-scroller type of setup game. You basically play John Rochard, who's voiced by John St. John, a.k.a. Duke Nukem.
Okay. Duke Nukem! Yeah!
And you got to actually help put these, like, artifacts together, or actually save your workplace from... invaders that are trying to steal the artifacts that you've been trying to dig up.
They're trying to steal our artifacts.
And it's a game that has a lot of great puzzle and stealth elements of the game. Like, you gotta try to sneak around, trying not to get the attention of the villains or the enemy AI. And there are some pretty fun ways you can take them down. I mean, you can easily shoot them, or you can grab, like, a nearby box and just chuck it at them and have them be knocked unconscious.
Okay.
And... it was one of those games that it had a lot of great... it had a great storyline, humorous dialogue. It was very beautiful for a PSN title, especially one of the casino levels. And there's some weird sounds going around from Hamster Man.
Yeah, sorry. I think that's my friend is home and she's playing something on her phone.
I was like, is that a toilet flushing?
But
hey, when'd you get a rattler snake? I didn't.
Oh, shit!
But it's one of those games that I hope there's a sequel because of the way it ends. It kind of ends on a cliffhanger of sorts.
And they often set it up that way if they're planning to do something with it, too.
And I hope they do, because it is a fantastic game. If you have PlayStation 3, it's one of the best games to really download this year off of PSN.
Are we talking about the Wii? Because, I mean, there's really only one game I can think of to even mention the Wii for.
I have two, but there is really only one. I also enjoyed Kirby Return to Dreamland a lot to play as a two-player game, because I enjoyed the Kirby games, especially some of the early Game Boy and DS versions. And this was it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun to be able to switch off characters, play as King Dedede, King Dedede, and Meta Knight and stuff like that. It was decent for multiplayer. I still enjoy, out of all the that Donkey Kong Country and the Kirby, I enjoy the Super Mario Brothers Wii as the best four players in a room partying, jumping off each other's head. That's partially because you can really mess with people and it turns into just
like, I'm gonna win! No, you're not!
Move, move! And then one person being like, I gotta finish all the levels and jump through! Ah! You know. Usually yelling at people, watch out! Wait! Come on! We gotta pass this level! But, but for a Kirby game, considering the colossal bore fest that Epic Yarn was, and how much I hated and got super frustrated.
You can't die in the game.
You can't die in the game. I can deal with it in Lego games because it's about the atmosphere and you're having fun with your like little cousins and stuff like that. But I want a challenge in that type of platforming game, especially something like just in the later levels. And this game was very difficult. Towards the end, it got harder and it got a little bit more hectic. I mean, it's cutesy; it is what it is. But it's the second best title for the Wii this year.
And I can probably guess what the best one for the Wii is.
Yeah, it's
Fortune Street.
Yeah, it is Trivial Pursuit.
It's Hello Kitty Mount Adventure 7. Back to the Forest.
Blanche got a question.
Well, not a question, more or less on something about Wii, but. The only thing I could really say is they were able to bring back one of my favorite games from the original Xbox to Wii, which is Sniper Elite. And I love that game to death. And I was glad that they remade it because now they're going to be coming out with Sniper Elite 2.
Yeah.
Because it had such a, you know, follow-up, so.
On the Wii U?
No, not the Wii U, but...
Just is the sequel coming out on the Wii U?
Not from what I read, but it's another possibility, but... You know, it's going to be one of those games
Sniper
that I... Sniper Elite.
Oh. Elite Sniper, but backwards.
It's based as a an American... Yeah, it's a shooter. It's an American soldier who gets dropped off into Russia. Because this is around the time that the World War II is ending. And that's the issue was, is we felt that the Russians were going to try to start stealing everything that the Germans had. And then it was going to turn into World War IV. Mm-hmm. Because of that factor. So what you're doing is you're doing counter missions. You're dressed as a Russian, killing Germans, and also, or actually being almost like a German and killing Germans and doing all this other stuff just to get right around all these missions. It's one of those like cart pounding games that you have to crawl through everything. Basically, you have to make sure you don't shoot from the same spot, otherwise you could get killed that way. It's one of those games that. Was so impressive, and then they revamped the graphics and threw it on the Wii. I know the graphics aren't great on Wii, but this is a lot better from the original Xbox.
Yeah.
So, you know, going from the original Xbox to the Wii,
cool.
It's kind of a jump. So I don't know if you can account that as a game that came out this year, but I feel that this is one of
How
those
you
games.
Play it? Can you play it with the attachable gun?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And that's the other thing is it kind of, it's like in third person, so you can kind of see what's around you, so you can crawl a little bit easier and whatnot. And you can crawl around, and then when you go into the sniper mode, it has a bullet mode. So when you fire that bullet, it will follow it all the way through, and the bullet will go right through the thing and show the, you know, the head getting mangled and shit like that. That's how
nice.
Crazy this game is.
Yes.
Nice.
So when it goes, it's like, and it's like, you see the bullet spinning, it's and like, then well, it hits it. The person, they're like, and they're like, you're like, holy shit, I killed that guy.
Awesome.
So, I want to say that, although Wii doesn't have as much of a force behind it with the video games, this is, it, you know, at least it's able to come out with some of the games that, you know, maybe you used to be able to play, to now, you know, to give it that much more interaction, especially with, you know, the light gun setups, you know, that you can, you pop the gun. I mean, that's like, it's not Top Shot, I'm kind of, Reload, that's the one I was thinking of. Reload, I believe, came out this year. And that's another game
that is so cool because of the fact that, I might be wrong on that, it might have just came out just around the end of last year, I don't know, but this game is so cool because I bought the pistol, you know, the golden pistol one, and you're able to pop your Wii gun in there.
Yeah, it came out early, late last year.
Yeah, but... late, well, you can still kind of count it as 2011, so, but for the most part, let's just put it this way. You're able, you're not doing like an actual shooter thing, like you're not shooting real people, you're shooting paper. It's a simulation of a gun range of like situations and whatnot. So like that always intrigued me. It's like, you know, whenever I have those days, I pop that game in and I start lighting up pieces of paper like there's no tomorrow. Like they'll have ones where the papers are coming towards you, they look like characters with guns. But you're blasting away left and right with Desert Eagles, machine guns, everything. It's a beautiful game.
But it is really about Skyward Sword. That is the best game on the Wii this year.
It really is.
It's so much fun.
Overdone. We're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's for a Wii game. It's fun. I really do feel immersed into the game. The only criticism I have, and it has nothing to do with the controls. Maybe I would have liked to have some of the menus be able to go with, you know, with my thumb. And I mean, what I'm going to say, it's said so much, but I really do think I don't need Link to have a voice, but with all the dialogue and all the text that I'm really interested in, because it's a really good story, I just want to be able to hear it. After playing Skyrim and playing Batman, I like watching cutscenes. I like listening, and it brings me into the atmosphere. Reading it, I like to read, but I don't know. I always keep subtitles on so I can read and listen. I just want voice acting for the rest of the parts to bring me more into the atmosphere.
But keep Link silent, though.
Yes,
yeah, definitely.
Link silent. I'm fine with keeping Link silent, but yes. I just want everybody else around to talk.
I mean, they fleshed out the world in this game so much. It seemed like they may as well have just added the voice acting. I don't think it would have taken away from anything.
Nothing, and I think it just would have added that extra immersion level that I want at this level of my gaming. The graphics were fine, the gameplay was amazing, and as you said, the world really felt the most alive in the Zelda world since Majora's Mask to me, where the world actually felt relevant and some life to it. But I just wanted voices, and that's just my selfish thing.
Right. I gotta say, too, best commercials, too, for Skyward Sword. I mean, you got Robin Williams, who actually named child Zelda.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, wow, there's no voices at all in it? No voice acting in
Skyward? You know, they have the normal grunts.
Right,
and...
the little... I get it. Chee-hee.
Especially at the beginning of the game, they should have just got Robin Williams to do a narration at the beginning, or so, I don't know.
That would have been great. Like, a forward from Robin Williams, that would have been beautiful.
I'm going to tell you about a story. Hey, a squirrel!
The story is really beautiful. Though, it's one of the best Zelda stories, well, since Ocarina of Time. It's just like a story. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish the reality was real so I could walk in and be like, doesn't anyone realize this guy has never said anything? Like, at all? Ever?
He's like the guy
in the cartoon.
He's like the guy from the...
Excuse me, princess.
I prefer to think of him as Xander from Drawn Together. Instead of when I think about Link's voice in my head sometimes.
Have you guys ever seen the CDI game ones? Whew.
Oh, those are bad. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Makes the TV show look good. It's really
Yeah.
Remember the voice acting in the CDI Zelda games?
Oh, that's what he was just talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Awful.
Yes.
Oof. But yes, that's
you don't as a Zelda fan, I don't talk about that. That never happened. those games never happened.
It's like the Zelda Fight Club rule. Don't talk about that game or the Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Zelda Fight Club is the CDI Fight games. Club being
back. Now, what about handheld titles? I mean, I'm talking like PSP, 3DS.
Wait, does anyone here?
I own a 3DS.
I have a 3DS.
I was gonna say a PS anything besides a 3.
I don't even own a PS anything. I don't know.
You know, I have a PSP, but I almost never play it.
Well, I have a PS2.
I mean, I have a.
I mean, that's the point. I mean, PSP, PlayStation Paperweight.
PS Vita. Yeah, I need a vitamin every day. No, I don't. So moving on from that, I do have a 3DS. In terms of titles for that, I mean, I think for me, the it title for me was Star Fox 3D. Oh,
yeah.
3D. And the sad thing is, I don't I don't even own it yet. But I told myself, oh my god, they're rebooting Star Fox, which I played like the fuck out of. Like literally, there's like nothing left to the cartridge because I fucked it. And I was like, oh my god, they're bringing it back. I love that game. Oh my god. And
I'll be first in line to get it.
Literally, I begged my. I was like, mom, I'm like, my unemployment check, it's going straight to a 3DS because I'm getting this game when it comes out. And I didn't get it. But that's really the talent for me. I'm actually glad that they're giving old games a fresh face. I'm glad to see it coming back.
Kind of like what they did with Ocarina of Time this year.
Yes, which I do own. And I also got
I own Ocarina as well.
And I have Resident Evil Mercenaries on 3DS.
How is that?
I like it, but I'm so used to, you know, the big controller, because, I mean, I'm a big Resident Evil fan. Yeah. So I was Mercenaries, I'm totally going to pwn in this. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not holding a giant Xbox 360 controller. And, like, I feel like some of my movements aren't represented when I move the analog stick things. But I still really like the game, and I have a lot of fun with it. But Star Fox for me is really the it title.
But you don't have Starbucks.
I don't have Starbucks or Star Fox.
You don't have Star Fox?
I don't have it yet, and I want it.
Oh, okay.
I have it. I really liked it. It's Star Fox 64. It's kind of hard to go wrong with it. But my only issue with Star Fox 64 3D was that they redid all of the music and all of the sound effects.
No! That was the funny part of the game.
They should have just left it alone.
I couldn't agree with you more. They totally should have left it all.
There's, like, literally, you know, when you get to Andross at the end, and he does that, like, maniacal laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
It's gone?
Awesome. In Star Fox 64 3D, it looked like they literally put a piece of paper in front of the voice actor, and what it said on the paper was H-A space, H-A space, H-A space, and
ha,
he read
ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, I got a game they should bring back. Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, yes. Best N64 game, one of the best N64 games. And the thing that pisses me off about the 3DS is it's 2011. The 3DS has been out a year. I played a lot of good games, but where is my Pit? Where is my Kid Icarus?
I'm hoping they're actually fixing the controls in that, because that was a major pain in the ass to play at
PAX. Did you guys get a chance to play it at all?
Yeah, I did.
It has issues?
It has issues in the control scheme.
Okay, I thought that was going to be a launch title.
I honestly think that was their intention, but I'm sure that they got the same kind of feedback that you're talking about, Duck, because I know a couple of my friends who got some in with that were like, I felt like their hands were completely in claw status for like a day afterwards because they couldn't do everything that they needed to do on the screen.
I think they may be holding off on it until that lovely second analog stick attachment comes out.
Which I think is ugly as sin. Bacon is good.
I've enjoyed playing through Mario 3DS, but it is a little easy, especially compared to how difficult the Super Mario Brothers Wii gets. It could have been a little bit more difficult, but it's fun. It's
Have you gotten to the end of it yet?
No, I'm in the fives right now.
You're in the fives right now?
Yeah.
Now is that fives on your first go through?
Yep.
There's where your problem is. Right around where you're at, it's going to start to get harder.
Okay, cool.
And then it's going to hit a nice, real nice difficulty right towards the end. And then, spoiler alert, it's going to open up to all of those levels again, but ridiculously hard.
Ah, nice. Excellent.
So it's really good.
Loved about, just to go way back in time, that's what I loved about the new Punch-Out for the Wii, is that once you beat everybody, wasn't even expecting it, then bam, you get to fight everybody else again, much, much more difficult.
Well,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, Anvil's actually busy playing a handheld game of his own. Seriously. No.
Oh, his own joystick?
No.
Just ask.
Anvil.
What's the name of the game you're playing?
Called 9 innings. That's
his choice for best
handheld. Excellent. So
baseball. I think baseball really translates to video games well, because it is boring of a sport to watch. It is quite entertaining to play. One of my favorite early titles was Baseball Stars. I'm sure it's just as good as this 9 innings.
Well, basically, you earn points by playing Home Run Derby, but you can also play a game, and you can upgrade your players, and as you earn more cards, like, I literally got enough points that I could buy a booster pack. Mm-hmm. I took my Jason Veritek, and I actually upgraded him as far as you can go to a Platinum, which my All-Star team is what we all dream of the Sox being, because I have a Platinum Ichiro instead of J.D. Drew. Instead of Marcus Scudero, I have Derek Jeter.
What?
Yes, I got Derek Jeter.
You whore!
He's batting .851 for me this season. I'll be a whore. My pitching lineup: John Lester, Mark Burley.
That's like a sin, dude.
Justin Verlander, Matt Cain, and Tim Lincecum, okay? That's my starting lineup.
And the ghost, Roger Clemens.
I don't allow steroids on my team.
Yeah.
And little bitches. I'm sorry. Did I call...
No, Mark McGuire.
Oh, yes, I did. Never mind. He is a bitch.
And I think this is a game you can download on your phone, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Well, he's playing it on his phone, so how would he download it? Well, through osmosis.
Dun, dun. I scared it onto my phone by threatening
to fly. Oh, I'm going to go hide in your phone.
Said, listen here, you're going to work on this phone or I'm going to kill you and your family.
You know what
cement shoes for everybody.
I left my phone out in the video game out and I put it in the bathroom and Blue's mom went to take a shower and started naked and jumped right in my phone.
God
my phone
damn it, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you guys think of the 3DS updates with the new menus and all the extra options?
Sucks.
For those who have it. Oh,
I'm sorry.
If you add something onto something, it automatically sucks.
Well, no, you can see when you your street passes, you can see what part of the world you get different street passes. Like, I brought my 3DS up to Canada, so I have a couple street passes in different parts of Canada.
Well, some of us don't, like, leave our cities, so I get the same 12 people who are, I think they all are dog walkers who walk down my street. And
yeah! Sorry. That's my game.
Anyway, so, but I mean, I'm part of the 3DS era who bought their 3DS at a much higher price than what it's going
to
now.
Me too, I bought mine at launch.
So, I mean, I went, and I'm one of the people who gets to get their game, like, get 10.
Yeah, where are 10 Game Boy Advance games?
I know, they said they'll come before the end of the year, so that means we're going to get them on December 31st at, like, 11:58.
No, they're going to wait till 11:59. I've enjoyed playing my Nintendo games. I never got to play Yoshi before. I just never got it. It sucks, but it's fun.
Balloon really Fight like, is freaking awesome.
The ice game? What is it?
The Ice Climbers game?
Ice Climbers game. I like the Ice Climbers game. It's fun.
I'm hooked on Balloon Fight.
Balloon Fight, yeah. Yes. Balloon Fight's fun, too.
So.
Now, what about underrated games of 2011? Like, what's a video game that should have been pushed out more to the masses that was really good but didn't get the go ahead or the get going from press or PR people or what? Like, what's a game that you think that knows about it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really say that it's a game that people don't know about, but I think a lot of people were giving it a lot of attention. Then when it released, they were kind of like, I don't know. And I have to say that was Dark Souls. Believe it or not.
Dark Souls.
Yeah. So if you played Demon Souls and you were waiting for Dark Souls, you got Dark Souls and you were kind of like, I don't know. I mean, granted, Dark Souls, was a rage-quitting game. Like, you really had to commit to playing that game because it wasn't going to be nice to you. In fact, it was like, bend over and take it and like it. And when you beat it, you felt accomplished. So going into... I mean, well, that's Demon's Souls, but Dark Souls was the same thing, and I was like, I'm totally ready for this ass rape. And then I got into it, and I got halfway through the first level, I was like, fuck this game, and I haven't touched it since. Like, F that. So, I mean, I think that's really underrated. A lot of people aren't willing to give it a second chance, a second or third chance. So, okay. I'd say that would be mine.
JC Sargent.
I got to play a little bit of this particular game called Shadows of the Damned.
Yes.
For Xbox 360. I didn't feel that, like, I never heard about it, but when I played it, it's
from Sudogoichi.
It's freaking amazing! And my friend was telling me, no, you gotta check out this one where it's kind of like an Evil Dead-esque level. I didn't get the chance to play that.
Yep, I got to that
for an afternoon.
There's actually the the floor opens up and like the demons actually come up from there.
Nice. And the whole entire pact, I enjoyed that, but the thing is, like, you get bombarded with lots of, like, you know, commercials as far as Skyrim this and this and that, and Elder Scrolls and Duke Nukem and all that stuff, especially when you're constantly looking at videos online. Almost every video that you watch, there's a preview for, like, some bad cologne or a really cool video game before the video, so you get bombarded. I never heard about this, and all of a sudden my friend goes, no, you gotta check this out, and I got to play it for, like, an afternoon, and I loved it. So that was, you know...
People have told me that I will love this game better than I love Resident Evil games.
Yeah. Now, I did have issue with some of, like, the shooting aspect of it. Yeah. Like, I would be, like, really up close to the undead zombie. I think I'd get a headshot. It would fucking miss him.
Yeah. The aiming, I found that was a problem on my end as well. So, but the thing is... It's
hilarious.
Like, yeah.
And it's just a really long, big dick joke.
Pretty much, yeah. And you have to upgrade your guns. And you have the bigger the guns, the more phallic and stuff it looks.
the hot boner, the big boner.
Yeah. Nice. Well, this sounds like fun.
What you cooking over there?
We hear water going on now back there.
Hamster?
Yeah, yep.
Is somebody cooking over there?
No cooking. I think washing is going on, though.
Oh, there's some washing.
Got some mighty good microphones over there.
I know.
Yeah. Are you in the sink while the washing's being done?
No, but I should.
Are you trying to tell us?
I'm going to head over there. I mean, the microphone's good enough that it'll pick it up anyway.
Yeah.
it's always a good thing. Save water, you know?
Right. Okay, for my underrated title of 2011, you probably know where I might be going with this.
I think so.
I played this.
Talking about Catherine?
Yeah. Love that game.
I played it at PAX East.
Okay.
Played it at E3.
Yeah,
but we're in our face now.
Blah, blah, I'm awesome, I go to places, blah. For free, blah.
And I felt it was one of the best... kart racing games since Mario Kart, and I found it to be actually better than Mario Kart.
Jimmy Johnson's
Give anything me. With an engine.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm so blue-cut your attention with my words.
I feel like this game is now Nintendo's top competitor regarding the kart racing genre.
I would even just call it the racing genre because, I mean, what? They kind of own that right now. I mean, unless you're looking at, like, PGR or any of those other racing games.
Forza or Gran Turismo. But I like its strategy aspect. Like, you need to know when to use your weapons. You need to know when to use the pit stop. Because it makes it more of a neck-and-neck race. Like, you could be in first place for the whole one. All of a sudden, one of the other racers can...
Surprise, butt sick!
Yep.
Fucking rock it right up your ass, you're fucking done.
Sucks. You just got Gaddafi.
Because this bastard over here jinxed me. He's like, you know, it would be funny if he just got rocketed. And I got rocketed right at the finish line.
He's going to cross. Jimmy Johnson rockets him and passes him for the win.
It had great online play. The customized bombs and missiles for each of the racers. Like,
it's a classic. It's pretty classic.
Yeah.
It's classy.
And it has to. I have to say this outdoes, you know, Mario Kart. It really does.
Yes.
Sure, it does.
And it's got some of the best racing modes, like Matador. You got four races on one side.
But does it have Mario in it?
Yeah.
Does it have Donkey Kong in it?
No. Well,
Yoshi?
No.
Okay.
Princess Toad. Like
does it have Waluigi?
No.
Yeah. Does it put Link in it?
You can download Jimmy Fallon in the game.
Oh, yeah, you can. But for the most part, it's
and
like...
it kills Tina Fey.
Yeah, that's two.
Okay, that's...
But for the whole thing with, you know, with the Mario Kart, they haven't really put out a game besides the 3DS one that you could really account for. And yeah, you haven't seen another Wii version of the Mario Kart game, so what the F have they been doing besides making that for the 3DS? So you can't really that's the one that's
wanted for this. Version came out a few years ago and it's still one of the top selling Wii games, and it with the wheel, that game's freaking
that
fun.
Wheel is
dude,
sick.
Yes.
I have it myself. I can't, you know, stop playing it when I pop the Wii on, but it's just one of those things
they released a new system, they released a new Mario Kart within
that's
a year
what they do. But
they
I just
give
love
the Wii some love?
This game is out for the Wii as well.
The Wii's over. They need to bridge the way for Wii U.
Right.
They need to bring back Wave Race.
Yes.
Lock that game on the 64.
There you go.
Jet fucking Moto.
I see what you're saying, and I'll check it out, but
dude,
there's something about the characters I love about Mario.
Oh my god.
Right.
What was Jet Moto?
What is that supposed to mean? You're old enough. You remember it.
Playing on a PlayStation 1?
Atari.
Holy shit.
You remember it, right?
In all seriousness,
I'm 9 years younger than you, and I still play the Atari.
Why are we calling out people's ages?
And anything with the engine, first glance.
Miss Panda?
I'm gonna be 28 soon.
Stop lying.
It's true. I'm 27 right now.
I'm like 49.
All right. Let the king dog.
At first glance, it kind of looks like shovelware, but it's not. It's a it plays fantastically. The racing modes add to the challenge. Like, I was trying to talk about Matador mode. You got four racers on one side, four racers on the other side, and you will literally go ramming into each other. And there are some parts where you think you're going to win. All of a sudden, you smash like right into another racer and you blow up.
No, I'll definitely give it a rent because I like a good. Everything you're saying sounds cool.
Xbox, PS3, and Wii.
Awesome. I'll definitely give it a rent.
All right. So, Hamster Man.
Let's see. We got the
underrated title.
I'm definitely gonna have to go with. I've got it on my shelf. Hang on one second. It's clearly my favorite because I have to remind myself of what it's called. Enslaved.
Oh, wow.
Enslaved. I believe that came out in late 2010, but we can still talk about it.
Did it? Okay.
This was the one with Andy Serkis in it, correct?
Yeah. It was really, really good. I mean, it was one of those few games where you kind of have to give it a few minutes to kind of let it pull you in with the characters. Yeah.
Element was a little bit buggy in some places, but I loved the whole story aspect of the game.
Now this is the one with the, hey, we have these chain things on, and if you leave me, you'll blow up, and I'm going to make you take me to this place so that I can get back to this place.
It was kind of like this weird, like, hat-type crown thing. I don't know. It went around his head.
It was an adaptation of Monkey Journey to the East.
Okay.
Oh, really? Speed. I love that actual, like, the Wu Shan En.
Yes.
Journey to the West. I have that, the first, it's kind of like a book. It's kind of like a book.
It's kind of like a book. It's kind of like China's creation myth of sorts.
Yeah, and they're the one behind Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sayuki.
Yes.
Man, well, I completely forgot that came out last year. So I will update that to, and this, I don't really think it was underappreciated, but it's underappreciated now because it came out in January. Dead Space 2.
Ooh. True, with everything that's come out since.
Yeah, no one said a word about it. Yes.
Right? It took everything that Dead Space was and made it just humongous. Mm-hmm. You know, you went from that cramped space, which is great, you know, because it creates this claustrophobia feeling where you're being attacked by all the necromorphs and all that good stuff.
I know
Blanca. And it kind of opens it up.
I know Blanca got pissed off with the demo for that game.
Bastards.
That one ended interestingly.
Alright.
Dead Space 2.
Okay. Issues guy.
Yes.
I almost want to pick underappreciated game as the same game I'm going to pick for Game of the Year, but I'm not going to do that. The most underrated game that I played this year... It's a remake of a DS game, but I never owned the DS, so I'll consider it new, is Devil Survivor Overlooked.
Overlooked or overclocked?
Overclocked, excuse me. Whatever the hell it's called. It's pretty awesome. Because it reminds me of Shining Force. It has that sort of Shining Force, Fire Emblem feel of tactics that you move people around on a field. And it was just one of the best of those kind of role-playing games I played this year. It's hard to compare it to the experience I had playing Skyrim. But as a game, for a handheld game, when I was looking for things to play on my 3DS when I first got it, it really got me through, and I enjoyed the game a great deal. It's underrated. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, or people that I know that have had 3DSs that that own it or have played it. So,
okay. Pretty cool. Anvil, is there a game you felt was very underappreciated that...
That is a very good question, because I've taken a look at a lot of games this year, but... There was a game called Slapshot that I think was very underappreciated. It was not the best game in the world, because for a hockey game, it wasn't what you would think it is. Basically, we all love watching the shootout.
Yeah.
That's all this game was. You controlled one player, skated in the net, and tried to, you know, beat out your guy. And then you actually had to play goalie on the next set. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge name. I don't even know how my friend got his hands on this game.
Now, what was it, on a phone, or was it a...
No, he played it on a console. I can't remember which one he has. I might have to text him and ask him.
Okay.
But it was a fun game. Like, we sat there and we played for like 3 hours. We actually were going against each other. And we kept going for bragging rights because I kept on beating him. He's like, you're my best 2 out of 3. All right. Best 3 out of 5.
Damn right.
Best 1 out of 7. And by the end, it was like, dude, I've beaten you 100 times. Best 1,000 out of a million. What? Doesn't make sense. But it was really fun. And the players in this game weren't your typical, like, Bruins or any of that. I actually think it might have been a foreign game. So I think they were all Russian. Ting-ting-ting-ting. Okay, but I'm done now.
Alright.
You know.
Blonic.
Okay. Well, of course, the game that I like to be call it Trenched got changed to Iron Brigade. But what it is this is probably one of the most unappreciated games in my book, more or less, because I've tried to get people just to try the damn demo, but they won't give it a try. But it's based on a mechanized, you know, vehicle, basically, in a weird sense. I can't really figure out if it's supposed to be World War I to World War II based type of game, but it definitely changed the aspect of the...
Everywhere we go, everywhere we record, there's always dishes being clanked in the background. It never ceases to fall.
We're at one of those, you know, restaurants. God damn them. But... son of a bitch. But for people to maybe give this game, the demo, at least a try, would be fantastic because of the fact that...
Do it.
Yes, do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Bite this freaking head off.
It's kind of hard to explain. This is kind of like a tower-based game. But also, you're capable...
It's like Mech Warrior beats World War II.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Or World War I. Because you're an asshole.
Yeah, you're trying to sell this game and you're making me yawn.
I can't help it. There's dishes in the background. It's slowing me the fuck up.
You're making the dishes try to run away.
Good.
From boredom.
Fucking make it run away. But what kind of game gives you the option of basically playing, what was that? Beachhead 2000 or something like that, or whatever that.
Where you sit down.
You basically sit down and you're just in, like, you're just shooting all the military
everything
guys.
Comes at you.
Yeah, exactly. But this is built in a sense that you can actually, you're in a machine. I know that people can't really see that. Here, you can take a look at that. But what it is you're in this big mechanized machine that you sit in, you control the weapons, and you could actually run around, but what you're attacking is kind of interesting because it's not of that time period, or actually even anybody's time period, because it's so imaginative. It's these weird monsters, basically, that glow blue, so that's always fun for me.
Yep.
So when they run at you and stuff like that, you know, you're supposed to take them out, otherwise they'll take over the you know, the world and stuff. So
these machines, are they like the ones from Avatar?
No.
Yeah, machines.
You said you climb into it, you can run around and control weapons.
But you could say that about any basic mecha out of any mecha game or even anime or whatever sci-fi series.
No. Yes. See,
like a cyber suit.
If you're doing Avatar, you're living vicariously through something. That would be me right here. I'm in a special like pod or whatever,
and something
else is going.
He's talking about like the mech war.
I'm talking about the ones that they walked around in. The guys were shooting where they were actually physically.
Yeah, no, that's a mech.
That's a mech warrior based type setup.
Like an alien too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
a mech that aliens. Was in a movie called
Aliens. Yeah, the second one.
Yes.
But not when they rips were the avatars. The blue people were the avatars.
Blue people were the avatars. I'm talking those gigantic things.
That's a mech warrior.
So is that what he's talking about?
Kind of, sort of.
But except it's like a trench. It's got the sandbags on the top of it. It's got a slit of metal through there so you could fire the... You're an asshole.
I'm listening!
Yeah, you're falling asleep at the same time while doing it. There you go. There's a picture, douchebag. Anyways, but for the most part, I feel that this is one of those games that was unappreciated. For the or underappreciated that came out and it was downloadable content on the Xbox.
Can I buy one of these? Awesome.
I wish I could. Otherwise, I would have already done that.
I'll definitely check out the demo.
Yeah.
I would like drive that to work and piss off my colleagues. Demand your cars in the way. I got it.
I was thinking a lot of people didn't give it a lot of time. It's because with the whole name concept. Because I mean, I got a lot of press releases about them having to change the name and how many people were like, WTF. Why? People just don't want to get into that drama, so then they just lost, they got disinterested.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they were able to create any other downloadable content for the game to add on to the story or even more play, but it is one of those great games that if you can get a couple of your friends in on playing, it's so much fun. You can go through the whole story with your friends or by yourself, but I suggest to go with your friends because it gets harder as you go along because there's so much of a wave that comes at you.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But, yeah, okay. That's my game.
All right. So we move on to Developer of the Year. Like, who do we think made the best games of 2011? I'm not talking in Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony. I'm talking more of the actual people who created the games.
Bethesda.
Nintendo.
I think that answers the question.
Alright, so my pick.
BioWare always.
THQ. Yeah.
My pick has to go to a little guy who is now officially working with a big guy, Twisted Pixel Games.
Yeah.
Because they released the better than first game sequel, Misplosion Man, which.
Is powered by Beard.
Yes.
The ultimate beard of electricity.
It had one of the greatest final boss battles ever. And if you've never played this game, I suggest going and downloading it, beating the crap out of it, and getting to this final boss. You will laugh your ass off while playing it. Then they followed that with probably the best Kinect game to come out, The Gunstringer. Which, again, is filled with their trademark humor. They worked with a little bit with Lloyd Kaufman, who created the Toxic Avenger, to create some aspects of it. Made it seem like one of those old-school puppet shows, like Howdy Doody, but with a badass skeleton taking down those who he thought were his friends, but wound up double-crossing him.
And he died.
They're one of those developers out there that know their market.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they know how to make fun games and leave you with a smile on your face. And they do a phenomenal job. I mean, with Explosion Man, The Maw, Comet Jumper had its flaws, but it was still very entertaining.
But I think they did that on purpose for the comic factor.
Miss Explosion Man and The Gunstringer, they are basically on their way to being one of the top developers out there. Not to mention, at PAX East this year, they had one of the most fun panels. All they really did were basically show some behind-the-scenes stuff, but then he had some, well, they had some audience participation where we all had to make these weird sound effects, and they were going to use it for their next game.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That is a very good thing to do.
Yeah. And just, cool. Just the guys who work there, Jake Stuckwich is one of the coolest guys I've ever met. So I need to give him a big shout out.
Shout out.
I know I was coughing Bethesda, and I actually think I'm going to leave that for like my game of the year, actually. But in terms of developer, and I wouldn't even say that these are the best guys out there, but I mean they've kind of fallen a little bit from grace, and they're trying to pick themselves up. And I'm commending their effort, and I'm going to say that that's Square Enix, because they kind of fell miserably with Final Fantasy 13
and Mind Jack,
and they. You know, and I think Square Enix, they felt too comfortable. They're like, oh man, we totally got this. No one's going to touch our spiky-haired anime boys. Yeah. We've got it. Yeah. No one's going to touch us.
You can put out anything. People will buy it.
It's like, people will watch them poop, and they will buy the game for $90.
We will shit and put them on fish hooks and sell them as earrings. Yeah.
So they kind of fell from grace with that. But
in Clash Game, I'm so sad. He's my giant sword.
It's like I ran out of hair cement. What will I do? But literally, I mean, they knew they kind of dropped the ball with that. And they're like, look, we will fix that. And I mean, that game hasn't released. And that actually won't release for us until 2012. But so it will hit Japan technically in 2011. So, I mean, they'll get it for this year, which is why I feel I can talk about that. But when I was at E3, you know, they were showing some gameplay for the new Tomb Raider game.
That's Deus more like, X.
Yep. Deus X was actually a really good game. Dead Island was actually sitting over there with Square Enix with Deep Silver.
Because they're the ones that were actually distributing it.
But I think, and Hitman Absolution looks beautiful. Oh my god, how crisp that looks.
Oh man, it really does.
I cannot wait for the new Hitman.
And Dungeon Siege. So I mean, I think they're on their way back to, you know, being a little bit more respectable. So I want to commend them for their reach. And obviously them listening to their fan base and saying, this is fucked up, fix it. Okay, we're going to fix it. Without even, you know, being like, no, we like our artistic integrity, and we're not going to do whatever.
But I thought everyone liked running down halls for 5 hours straight.
No, we thought everybody wanted to be led down a path, and then we thought we wanted the world to open up. That's what we did. No, that's not what we want. That's not what Final Fantasy games have ever been about. It was always really, really big. You were too big to go into it, but we're going to make you think you're walking a line, but you could do all this other stuff. You just don't know it yet. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Final Fantasy 13-2 is going to be offering for us in 2012, so I'll probably be talking about that a year from now.
Yes.
But I commend them for their efforts and their rise back to being, you know, not so crappy and douchey.
Okay. Sergeant?
Bethesda. Bethesda who makes people like Cliffy B, who is behind Gears of War, jealous. And when he sees their stuff, Bethesda is the people behind Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Fallout New Vegas, Rage.
No, they didn't do. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
But the fact that they've, I don't know, the fact that it's just been such a like, you know, pouring of people just saying, oh, I just love this. How you, everybody that I've come in contact with who's played the Skyrim game, as far as they're just fascinated with it. And so many people are like, literally, all the other Elder Scroll worlds are inside the game on different islands. They're saying, like, you know, Oblivion or something is somewhere over there in this way. You could literally jump in the water and start swimming, and you could swim to another world if you wanted to.
I haven't even gotten that far yet.
But it's like, and it's the fact that it's so built up, and you can do almost anything in there. It's like, you could play for 50, 60 hours and still just have one portion of it done.
Like, you could fall into doing side quests and think you're doing main story stuff.
get lost in town for weeks and weeks. I get stuck in a town, and then I just do all the quests around the town.
You can get drunk and then wake up in another town or another village and then find out what the hell did I do and have a hangover moment. You can get married. So
and I think the credit goes to them, too, for creating sort of the perfect balance of, I mean, I'm a recovering WoW addict, so coming
into me this, too!
And it gives me an MMO feel without having to deal with stupid people and a better role playing feel. It's really
Skyrim is the new WoW.
Such a perfect game.
It's not,
The only way that Skyrim would be wild is if you could actually play with people. Like yeah. other people.
Oh, yes. Oh.
But you still have to strap
the toilet to your...
So the world entices you like, hey, there could be other people. The world's big enough it could be. But it's not right now, so you don't feel...
Hey, if they're developing...
I've been there. I was pulled into the WoW world for about 4 years of my life.
Me too. About four or five years on and off. Though, off of it. And I only enjoyed it probably...
Skyrim for the Kinect, which they are trying to do.
Oh, God, no.
With help from Clip Blazinski. Or Cliffy B.
Cliffy B of Epic. But no, I definitely agree. It gives you an MMO feel, and it gives you that pull without you being able to... You can get immersed in this world, but I don't think, unlike WoW, you can't get fully locked in. I was locked in. I was my character. I didn't answer to my name for those 4 years. It was quite embarrassing, actually. But this, you know...
Were you a Mohawk Night Elf?
No, I was a Resto Druid. I turned into a tree and I healed people. That's what I did.
I was a rogue. I stuck around. And
so you were Tom York in the there.
Rogues give it from the back.
Give it from the back, yeah. Yeah, we did.
So, I definitely agree with that. But I mean, Bethesda, I think they have a great, great staff. They have a lot of really talented writers who are able to create such a big world and connect them all without...
And make it all work, actually.
Yeah, wonderfully. I mean, like, there are books. You'll find books in the game, and you could sit there and actually read these books.
Yes, yeah.
And they're actually really good.
Well, it's like an actual reading.
Have you guys found the Choose Your Own Adventure book?
No, there's a Choose Your Own Adventure book?
There is totally a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Oh, my God. I got to go play this right now.
Yeah, there is.
But, I mean, like, I know, opening certain books, they can enhance certain abilities and whatnot. And I'll keep them after that, and I'm like, well, I just got it for that, but I'll go back to one of my many houses, sit in front of my fire, and read a book. And I'm like, I don't read books in real life, but Skyrim makes me read.
Have my wife give me her money from the bar, be like, here's your money, honey.
Oh, no, I'm not married yet. I don't roll like that. But still.
My character.
The right tree.
But anyway... No, I think Bethesda's been right on top of it, and I don't see that train ever stopping.
Considering the fact that they start off the year with Brink, which was a really big disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they knew, like, look, it's like, we're going to let some games kind of flop here, because we know that Skyrim is going to save us.
And for people like me, that I was mentioning this earlier, I'd have to give them credit, because I played through Morrowind, and I played through Oblivion, but they really improved the third-person view in this in Skyrim. They really took the time to make some of the animations look good enough that I basically can play the whole game that way and don't feel like I'm looking at this blocky figure moving through the world. They took the time to make it accessible to people, even more accessible to people like me that get the motion sickness when they watch first person sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
motion sickness, that's why you drink.
The world is just amazing. And even though your character herself doesn't, you know, herself or himself doesn't speak, everyone else around you does.
Yeah.
Which I really like. Like, everyone's got something to say. Like, you walk by them. I swear, if another person tells me I look sick, I'm going to, like, cut their face off.
Yeah.
Looking very sick.
Like, I think there's something wrong with you. Don't get me sick. I'm like, bitch, I've got rock bite disease or whatever that rock. Disease is. It's like, I'll get a potion, calm the fuck down. Doesn't bother you.
Get there.
Oh, God. I'm like, I'm wearing a mask. I'm like, how do you know I'm sick? You can't see my face.
And the only thing is I loot too much, too, and I always end up walking around, you know, because you can't do the fast track when your pockets
are... too much, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just stumbling around through the, you know, down the world, down the mountain, to get to the closest town. No, it's kind of fun, but it gets frustrating sometimes.
Because
I'm so anal about keeping all the stuff. I'm like, I can't drop this mace that's worth $50 and I'm only going to get $25 when I actually turn it in. Ah,
that's not real money.
You got to be real careful about what games you play in between that, too, because there was this one time, I think I was playing another game where if you hold, on the PS3, if you hold, I think it's R2, it makes you run. So in Elder Scrolls, that's the button for shout. So I was standing point blank in front of someone, some bard playing a song in a tavern, and I was going to run away from him.
And instead, I lit him on fire.
Yep, I've done that.
They deserve it. They're loud sometimes. They'll come right up into your ear and start singing those horrible songs.
Right?
I'd be really, really quiet on this one.
It was the tale of the mighty warrior who walked into
the... That would be great.
The only song I like the bard singing is the one about me. The Dragonborn song. I'm like, yeah, that's me, bitch. Me.
So, yes. Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Yeah, that's my vote, too.
Okay.
I'm right with you on that.
For making it work. For just making it all come together and...
Blonic?
John, well done.
My company that I want to pick as a developer, DICE.
DICE?
I want to say DICE.
Andrew Dice Clay?
No, not Andrew Dice Clay.
I know, kidding.
I'm not playing DICE on the fucking side of the road. I'm talking about DICE, the ones who have helped develop Battlefield, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, the new Battlefield 3 game that came out. I mean, they've done a lot of stuff. I mean, there's ups and downs, basically. I mean, I knew that they had some kind of thing with the new Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
They only did the, as it says here, they only helped with the developing multiplayer, which actually I was able to play.
That
Medal of Honor, the new Medal of Honor.
I hate that game.
Same here.
I mean...
Multiplayer was awful.
But thanks for shooting down my fucking plane. Anyways, next to that, I have to say that their development of, like, the Frostbite 2... Mm-hmm. The engine and whatnot has really made gaming, you know, even
what
more
what it
immense.
Is today.
You know, especially with the
gaming wouldn't be the same.
Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's put it this way. Because King loves this game so much, they did Mirror's Edge.
Yes.
So
and
they're doing
finally greenlit the number 2.
Yes.
How long did that take?
Years.
Regardless.
But for the most part, well, actually, that was back in 2008, so yeah, about 3 years now that they're finally greenlighting it. But for the most part, I feel like this is one of those companies that have been able to really, you know, take the step up, and they're at the level where they've been able to compete with, you know, Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare 3, especially with this Battlefield 3 game that they came out with recently, so... the next game that I'm hoping that they're going to be coming out with is that they helped make was Drift. I mean, I'm sorry. There's another game that I was thinking of, but more or less, they did help make a ton of games. They've been around since '91, so they've been around the block. Let's say, you know.
Ooh,
this isn't their first rodeo.
No, not their first rodeo, but I mean, they had their partake in the whole Battlefield series to, you know, even a couple NASCAR racing games, you know, stuff, you know, whatever to bring themselves up to this point that they're at. And
yeah.
That's my developer of the year, basically.
All right. Amel, did you have a developer of the year?
Ubisoft!
You would. You whore.
Everybody else named all the good ones.
Not this
what game from Ubisoft did you love?
EA.
Yeah, I know.
EA is great.
It's awesome.
Fine. You know what? I'm changing. I'll go with EA.
EA Sports.
Oh yeah, releasing the same game. This Madden was just as good as 5 years ago.
It's a lot clearer, and I've got a giant TV.
It is. I got forced to buy it this year from a friend.
The ball with a field goal, totally different.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, man. But I had to say that for
there are a couple of different jerseys. Here.
Yeah, they make you pay for the jerseys now. They used to be in the game.
Pumpalo's hair is a little bit longer.
Oh god. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But no,
they're gonna be able to make John Madden say anything. They'll make a John Madden AI where they're gonna be making 2050, and he's been dead for like 20 years.
I think we should be able to like control what he says. Because imagine John Madden saying, like, all right, everybody, today playing is King Baby Dick.
No!
Yes! I had to throw it on this episode, too.
Anyways.
We went a week without hearing that, so now you bring it back.
You hard.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make him relive this for the rest of the year. There'll be 3 seconds left until, you know, New Year's. I'm like, Happy New Year, King Baby Dick. And then I'll die.
It was softly fun. Within the night. Yeah. Yes. Screw you.
Happy New Year to you too, Rusty Trombone.
Really? Rusty Trombone?
That's all I could think of to counter Anvil.
Hey, what's next?
Alright, how about...
You're the one that actually set yourself up.
All right.
Let's move to sports. I mean...
Best downloadable title.
Really?
Yeah, we got a shit ton of games, dude.
We haven't even gotten to the music yet.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. We've been doing this for almost an hour.
We've been doing this for...
Stacking. Yeah. Stacking is awesome. That's the most fun I've had in a download.
Stacking was really good.
Yeah, stacking was a lot of fun.
I used to play with Russian dolls as a kid, and I just loved it, and it was so much fun. And I used to play little games with them and have little pretend they were Ewoks or something like that. You know? it was a lot of fun. So playing it in a video game really sort of fulfilled a little tiny fantasy in the same way that playing with Legos
was really good.
I heard, like, depending on which ones you jumped into, like, there were different scenarios for how the story thing could pan out, depending on what you did.
Adventure thing to it. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was fun.
All right. Well, my favorite has to have been Isle of Milo, which, it was, like, a little simple premise of having two different characters trying to meet up with one another, but there were always, like, these obstacles, they would lose their way, and you would have to try to reunite them in some sort of fashion. It was really adorable. It's a really sad story, too, about the two characters as well, because you learn about, like, their human counterparts, how they are actually really old senior citizen people, and they have issue trying to meet up with one another, because...
Issues. I'm charging them.
And it's one of those games that it actually could make a really good Pixar movie.
Better than Cars 2.
Definitely better than Cars 2. Alright, how about you, Pandalicious?
Believe it or not, the only game that I have bought that was downloadable for the Xbox actually was a PS1 title. And I played it so much. And then when they did they tried to do a redo in 2, and I got that one. But it's Space Channel 5. For me.
Oh, right on.
I tried playing that.
I
tried.
I played it so hard as a child. I was like, oh my god, they're... And I've been saying it for
Space
years.
It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because he had a part in that, which is why they gave him his own character in the game. But when I first played it, I was like, oh my god, I love this. Like, I want to be Ooh La La in this short blue, yellow, and orange, like orangey, white, and blue skirt. And I just want to be like, choo, choo, choo. And I mean,
Ooh La La is on the scene.
It's rhythm. It's a rhythm-based game, and I absolutely love it.
I think they should do it for Kinect.
I'm surprised. But Child of Eden kind of does that, sort of, in its own way.
But not with the sexy Ooh La La character in it.
No, but... I mean, I'm glad that they brought that to, you know, XBLA, but I was kind of sad to see that they didn't give it an HD res up.
Yeah.
Actually, there are some serious glitches where sometimes they don't say the command. So if you don't know the sequence, you won't know what you're supposed to do. And I mean, I played it backwards and forwards, so I knew.
Yeah.
I was like, he didn't say left, 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 left. But I'm like, good thing I know what I'm doing. But it was refreshing to see it because, I mean, I like seeing my games from my past reemerging. So that would be my title.
Okay. The other two bastards have actually left the room.
I think people are getting tired.
I'm still up. Let's keep going.
Like it's
I downloaded the game I liked it quite a bit.
Yes. What about you?
Yes, Hamster Man.
Has anyone played Outland?
Yes.
No.
Outland was a really good game.
Outland was a ton of fun. Kind of like a good mixture of a good platformer and Ikaruga. If anyone remembers that.
I'll check that out. What's it called again?
Outland.
Outland.
It's got some awesome colors.
It's from Ubisoft!
Anvil's pick for Game Developer of the Year.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh. Alright, fine.
Ironic.
It's kind of between two for downloadable content.
Yes.
From Dust.
Which is also from Ubisoft.
Which was a pretty badass game.
Which proves that an atheist could have a god complex.
Yes, basically. And Toy Soldiers Cold War.
Oh, yes.
Was that made by Ubisoft?
No.
Damn it, I thought I could go with the joke.
I thought they won this
category. That was made by Signal Studios.
Okay.
But for the most part, I guess I'd have to say Toy Soldiers over that. I had way more fun. Besides the concept of having a god complex with the dust thing, even though that was very interesting, being able to take those little bastards and make them run around and do shit for you. And they would be like, as soon as they walked up into something, and they were like, I can't cross here. They're like, zook, zook. And it's like, shut the fuck up. I'll put something in the way so you can cross, so shut the hell up. And then, but Toy Soldiers was definitely, it had the fun aspect to it, because it's like, if you were to have those old tables that were set up for, like, the toy warfare.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you could play the little characters. You could actually jump into being a Rambo character. Yes. That one was one of my favorite things. But yeah.
You're still wearing that on your avatar.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm wearing, like, multiple things on my avatar.
Anvil!
I don't think he has any downloadable content. Remember, he doesn't own an Xbox.
Oh, okay. So let's move on to Game of the Year!
Dum bum bum!
Sergeant!
Yay!
Guy. He gets to start off.
Skyrim, yay! I don't like my world, so I shall create a new one.
With blackjack and hookers.
I reject this reality and substitute my own.
You Imperial slime.
I'm wearing the Skyrim mask.
Which one?
What?
The
horns. Oh, the horned helmet.
Bluonic.
Oh,
Jesus, you have to ask me that one?
You knew this was coming.
Yeah,
in your pants.
We said. You had Christmas to think about this.
No, I didn't. All right, fine. I'm going to give it to Battlefield 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to give it to Battlefield 3 because, you know, I think too many people like the Call of Duty. Like, because it's just Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I did like the design of Battlefield 3. How the movements, because of the fact that it gave you a parkour-type running scheme on it.
Oh, damn, parkour.
So, fuck yeah. Free running.
Right.
Just need to start doing some flips off some shit, and you'd be like,
Start, like fucking ninja.
Basically turning the game into Equilibrium, the movie, and I'd be all set.
Yeah.
If you could just flip out and, like, land down and just do the freaking moves that Christian Bale was doing and take out like, guys around you in a 360 fashion, I'd be fucking all set. That's all you gotta do with Battlefield 4 when you come with that.
Crazy, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
All right, Tai Chi guns.
Hamster Man.
Game of the Year. I'm gonna have to give that one to Skyward Sword.
Ooh.
Mainly just, Skyrim, definitely a contender. I've been a big Legend of Zelda fan since I was very, very little. Actually, the Ocarina of Time was the very, very first game I actually saved up my own money and bought.
We need to talk more.
But Skyward Sword, just, it's the most fun I've had with any game all year. It's just the amount that they've fleshed it out and made it a as much of a story as they have this time.
Yeah, really.
Kind of harkening back to Majora's Mask, like you were saying earlier. It's a very, very good effort for Nintendo and a really good swan song for the Wii.
Agreed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Until we get Xenoblade finally.
Yeah. Oh God! Thanks to Operation
Rainfall.
Yeah,
come make rain.
The RP Grinders were doing an interview with Operation Rainfall today, actually.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
boom, boom, boom.
Okay, issues guy.
Yes, it is me. So, this is hard because there's three. I can't quite give it to Skyward Sword yet because I haven't finished the game. Partially because of what I was talking to you guys before the show. I had to hinder my use of playing Skyward Sword for a couple of days because of some unforeseen injuries.
Yes.
And Skyrim's just been attracting my attention too much, so I've been going back and forth. But ultimately, what I have to say, my favorite all-in-all game of the year that I played that lived up to my hype is Batman
Arkham. Yes!
Batman Arkham City was the most fun I had playing a video game in years. Arkham Asylum was my favorite game of the year in 2009, I believe it was.
Yes.
And it's something you guys were, someone was talking about earlier, where you sort of had a claustrophobic feel inside there, and then they just opened it up.
Yes.
Moving around the city, tracking crimes, tracking all the different aspects of Batman really felt alive. Only criticism, just because I have criticisms, I want it to be longer and more. I could play that. I want it to be as long
what
as Skyrim.
What are you talking about, dude? All the side quests that you can do?
No, if I'm
you know
still,
how long it's going to take you to fight all those question marks?
And Kevin Conroy's been in the studio recording more voice tracks, so there's theoretically, I don't want to get hyped up too much, going to be story downloadable content.
Yes.
I've always wanted to play, when I was a kid, I always wanted to play great, not just a great Batman video game, but great superhero video games.
This is in my opinion, this is the greatest superhero game ever created.
Oh, ever. And before that, I would say Arkham Asylum was my favorite superhero game.
Yes.
Of all time.
Absolutely.
And I mean, how far along have you gotten into Arkham City? Did you get to the ending?
I beat the main story. And
greatest ending ever.
Yeah, my favorite part of towards the ending, spoiler alert, whatever, is not the exact end, but is at the point where Catwoman gets to make the decision.
Yes,
make the bad decision first. It was amazingly funny and just a good little like Easter egg point to let you actually do it. I love how it gave me the reminiscent feeling of the old animated series even more.
Yeah,
Mark Hamill will always be.
I just wanted more and more and more and more and more and more. The only little gripes I have are just more fan wishes, like being able to use all the characters, Robin, Nightwing, all in story. You know, in story mode. And I know I can use the different Batman costumes. And speaking of the different Batman costumes, the thing that put it over the edge for me to give this the game of the year for me was the Batman Beyond suit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'm the only person that loves Batman Beyond.
I freaking love Batman Beyond. I want them to bring that cartoon back.
Yes.
Absolutely. I can play a whole Batman Beyond video game in this sort of style. And I would like them to do eventually, I mean, way after Nolan's done, a little side note, I'd like them to do some sort of Batman Beyond movie with...
I've been saying that for a while.
Michael Keaton, old Batman or something like that in the wheelchair. I don't know. We can talk about that at a different date. But Arkham City is really just...
like.
To me, as Hamster was saying, I am also a Legend of Zelda fan. I grew up on it. I wear Zelda pajamas to sleep. I play with my ocarina, and I'm always thinking about Zelda. And this Batman Arkham City, what it really is and what makes it so awesome is they're able to merge a Batman idea of a superhero video game with a feel at times of a Zelda universe. When I'm going across the street and with my bat claw, and I feel like Link flying across with hookshot sometimes, even to more of an extent. And when I'm in the dungeons and in the different buildings, it's like I'm in the different dungeons and fighting the bosses. And I mean, granted, it's fist combat, not same in the combat aspect, but still, it really gives me that feeling. And that's why it's one of my favorite games I've played of all time. So,
yes.
And it's tough with a game like Skyrim and Skyward Sword, which are, to me, nipping, I couldn't go wrong picking either of those two. So.
But, you see, there's kind of like a reason why I've chose Arkham City as my game of the year as well. Like, okay, there are Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3. There's some people out there that are not into the first-person shooter type of setup.
I'm one of those people, yep.
There's Skyrim, but there's some people that are not into RPG games.
Yeah.
There was
can't handle the language, can't handle the way people are talking.
There is absolutely no reason whatsoever why you shouldn't own Arkham City.
I own it.
There is not a single person living that you could go up and ask, hey, do you like Batman? You'll never hear, I hate Batman.
No, it depends on what comic book... what comic side of the fence you're on.
Well, if you walk up the Joker, he's not going to say, I love Batman.
Well, yeah. not true.
I will not
true.
Destroy Batman.
You know
I will say that.
You know those villains secretly do love Batman.
They all want to...
because they have a purpose
him.
They
want to
with
plug
Batman.
Him in.
Yeah, Joker had so many chances to kill him at some point in time. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
kill him, you mean put his penis in his butt? Then yes.
That was...
it's...
all over and around space.
It's just one of the best games I've ever played,
what?
Period.
So serious.
I couldn't agree with you more, King. It's just so, it's so special. I mean, when I'm playing it, I did not drop the smile on my face and sort of that wide-eyed feeling of playing video games. And I mean, I'm playing video games for the first time, like playing those first, just that I had that kid glare in my eyes while I'm playing. Yes.
Now, did you feel that little chill up your spine when you started hearing Joker singing Only You?
Only You, yes, and the messages.
Oh, yeah.
The introduction to the phone calls and the phone ringing and chasing down serial killer. Oh, so much to it.
I think the only time my smile actually wavered in that game was the AR challenges.
Oh, God, yeah. I did the first to get the upgrade. What was it, 4 or 3 that did the upgrade?
I think it may have been 4.
The 4, but I did the upgrade, then I didn't even bother with the rest of them.
Yeah.
The only other thing that kind of bothered me a little bit was Rocksteady using Kevin Conroy as the Navi sometimes and repeating certain things. We need to go to the building. We need to go to the building. And I'm like, come on, don't ruin Kevin Conroy for me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't turn him into my Navi. Shut up.
See, now I just can't hear anything but Kevin Conroy saying, hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Listen, do this or die.
Panda, your game of the year pick.
I would really love to say Skyrim, but I can't, because there was a game that immersed all of my time, and I got them both pretty much at the same time, and I had to make a decision of what I was going to play first. I did try to play Skyrim first, and, I mean, sadly, I did not play any of the other Elder Scrolls games, so I had a learning curve that I had to learn, and I couldn't get it at first. I mean, I'm great at it now, but I sucked at it at first.
The combat sucks, let's be honest. I mean, it's a great game, but the combat's, like, clunky at best.
I was like, I don't understand what my buttons do. And I was like, forget this. You know what? I'm going to go to my other game. And, like, I mean, I got so immersed in that world that I felt like I needed to complete that before I could even tackle Skyrim. So I'm really going to give my game of the year to Saints Row the Third.
Really?
Yep, I am. Balls to the wall, giant purple dildos. I love my character. I like base jumping off of my buildings and parachuting down. I like calling in air raids. I like it all. Like, I did everything.
Did you enjoy the little chase sequence with the gimps?
Yeah. Of course I did. For ulterior reasons. But yes, I totally enjoyed it. And I made the safe word, like, my base. Like, that was my place. And I mean, I just enjoyed it. I mean, I'm really big into customization. I did a video about this where I actually dressed up as much as, like, my character as I humanly could.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's my game. It's my palate cleanser game. Like, when I'm having a rough day, I go into Skyrim. I go into Saints Row, and I smack bitches on the street with my dildo. And I'm like, in your face. It's like, and you love it. And they're just like, I love it. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
You know what? You know what I like doing, too, is when you're in your pad, you can actually grab one of your gang members and throw them off the building if you want to.
I mean, I guess the only things that I even had qualms with in terms of this game was, so in one of your bases, you have a pool.
Yes.
You know, like, you do have, if you jump off a building, you do have, like, that weird belly flop motion. I'm like, if I'm near a pool, I should, like, be able to, like, dive in the pool. Like, and you can't fully dive because you turn into a roll. So, like, every time I'd run off to my helipad, I would do, like, a weird roll through my pool to the helipad. And I'm like, I'd like to swim. Like, I do all this other shit. I can't just dive in. And I'm like, I can do everything else humanly possible except for this one move.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of my other qualms was that, because, I mean, you do take over other dominions in Steelport. And when you take over the Deckers, or any of the other groups, you know, and you get people who look like their people in your, you can customize your gangs to look pretty similar to their gangs. You don't get the chick for the Deckers, the one with the skirt and the lightning rod
thing. Yeah.
You don't get her. And I'm like, so you tease me with her. She's a bitch to fight.
Yep.
So I can't use her? Mm-hmm. Are you, what? What? But,
did you enjoy traveling in that Tron-like world as a blow-up doll?
It's like, I'm customizing your avatar now. It's like, I can be a blow-up doll. It doesn't bother me. That world was so trippy to me, because I'm like, wait a minute. I know that we're fighting the Deckers, and they're, like, all, you know, tech-based. I'm like, but this, I'm like, I'm not that hardcore nerd. And I was playing with Ninja, and she's like, this is totally in my element. Let's go. And I'm just like, all right, I'll just shoot things because that's what I'm good at. But I absolutely enjoyed it. And I mean, I bought every outfit. I customized all my cars to match my outfits. I mean, it really had some elements that girls who don't like games would really like in this game.
Yep.
You know, because I took myself out of a gamer and put myself as a girl. I'm like, I want to change my clothes every day. And I can.
You got the manipult too, right? The no. Professor, you never get Professor.
No, I pre-ordered it and then I threw out the receipt. Forgetting that my code was on the receipt like a dumbass. And no, yeah.
It's not your fault. I hate that they put codes on receipts now.
Professor Genki!
I hate it.
It's gotta be a better way to do it. There's gotta be a better way.
I don't get my octopus gun, so I don't get to mind control people with octopus in their veins.
I got screwed in Octopus City with one of the pre-orders. I pre-ordered and I didn't put it print out on the receipt. So I'm like, bro, we couldn't do anything even though you pre-ordered. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't order from you.
I got to shoot a cop with the octopus gun. He started shooting up other people, and then he got run over by a furry riding a Vespa.
I just like the fact in that game that literally you can customize every car.
Yep.
Like, I took a street sweeper. I took a golf cart. I took our ATV
yes.
type thing.
Nice.
And they all have like kneecappers, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
So I mean, it's my go away from reality game, really. Yeah. And I mean, Skyrim does the exact same thing, but I feel more I can connect into Saints Row the Third a little bit better than Skyrim because yeah, it's a totally different universe, totally different mindset. You know, when you go into an RPG world as opposed to just a sandbox world, they're completely different monsters.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. But I love them both. But I'm going to give it... I'll give it to Saints Row the Third.
Okay. So, we're at, like, the 1 hour 40 minute mark. So, we are, like, at a... I'm going to leave it up to everybody here. The decision. Should we move on to music, or should we put that in the back burner?
Put it on the back burner.
I'm
going to
go with back burner.
Back burner.
Pete is tired.
Okay.
I'd be the only one that would vote to go on, but...
Don't be the devil's advocate.
Can I just talk about music?
No, okay.
But we still got to do worst game, right?
Oh, yeah, worst game.
It's easy. Trivial Pursuit, bet you know it. Awful.
Oh, God.
Really?
Of the Americans, off,
the most convoluted trivia game ever made.
Of the Americans, Apocalypse Again was the worst game. $10 for a game that lasts less than 2 hours, and it has no replay value whatsoever. And again, a betrayal to the fan base.
Yes. Watch me do the Micro Machine with the music. Best actor. Best album. Bam.
Your worst game.
Believe it or not, I'm going to say Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3 is your worst game?
I've heard of
wow.
This.
It's anticlimactic. You probably like the other ones, right?
Like, I mean, obviously, it's very much like Modern Warfare 3, and I mean, I'm a Modern Warfare girl. Like, I enjoy the games, and I'm really a campaign person, but I mean, when I want to play a really good multiplayer, I tend to go to CODs. But their multiplayer, which is kind of their saving grace, was such a letdown in 3 that it made me go back to Black Ops. And I'm like, wow, Treyarch beat you. They got you. Because it's so much better.
Remember, a lot of the people from Infinity Ward left.
I know. So you definitely feel the loss in the multiplayer. And,
wow.
And it really... Like, I mean, I bought it and I play it, but I don't... Like, if I really want to get knee-deep in the multiplayer, I go back to Black Ops and play multiplayer in that.
Black Ops is the shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's horrible. I mean, the story is still really good as far as, you know, stories go for these types of games.
Yes.
But multiplayer is really where the money is, and it's not up to snuff.
Okay. JC Sargent, your worst game.
Duke Nukem did come out this year, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I would have to say that still I'm going to stick to that what we said for the last major, huge, super fun Dr. Genki podcast that we did. I would have to say definitely Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem is up there.
Cool.
Got to play it a little bit more. I'm still not impressed.
And their booth babes were bad.
Yeah,
bad
I heard
booth
they were evil.
Babes. Horrible.
Blawonic, your worst game of 2011.
I don't even know.
Just one. Pick one.
I can't even really pick one. I don't know
because I...
Hello Kitty 2, Electric Boogaloo.
X-Men Destiny, that game sucked.
Oh, that game sucked.
That game sucked, because I wanted it to be good. I like the idea of it. Oh, I'm going to join the X-Men. Oh, it's gonna
I be heard fun. It starts off horribly, but halfway into it, oh, it gets better.
It gets worse. No, I just didn't enjoy it. I only played it for a little while, to be honest.
I don't know, I kind of want to say that Duke Nukem did suck. I mean,
you're allowed to say that it sucks. You have free speech. Our country was raised on it.
That's just such an easy answer.
I gave it an 8. Yes. I gave it an 8 with the game and stuff like that because it was finally that I was able to come out and whatnot, so I gave it on that point, but I do have to agree that there was aspects of the game that just did not flow properly, and it could have been so much more, especially with the fact that they were able to... Like, when you go through... Like, I got the special edition, and you were able to check out some of the older videos... Of, like, when they're making Duke Nukem Forever back in, like, 2000, yeah. like, 2004. And the video was pretty impressive. But from what you're watching in that like, trailer video they made that was, like, 10 minutes long to the game that I played, I was just like, where did this chase scene go? Where did all this other stuff? What happened to the storyline? And it kind of imploded in on itself, so... But the way they left the game, it's like it's kind of hard to say, oh, are they going to do another game now because of how they left it? But or even how it was like when it went out to the fans, it didn't really make as big of an impact as it could have.
Right.
It made more of a negative impact than a positive. So
I hear they're doing a story DLC for that one.
Not surprised.
Maybe we'll save it.
Maybe. It could help it.
But the graphics... Yeah. Couldn't that's hurt. Okay. Couldn't graphics work. Were improvement from fucking 1998. but for the most part, now it was kind of like, wow, what the fuck did we just wait for? You know, they could have pushed this sucker out back in 2004.
Yeah.
You know?
Minus the titties.
Minus the titties.
The titty wall.
Yeah, the titty slapping walls.
Wait, they slapped titties in that game?
Yes.
And you can't save the babes.
You can't save the babes. That pissed me off. That was such a fucking letdown.
I actually got my 1,000th trophy in that game.
You're on the wall.
my 1,000th trophy was Turd Bandit. I have it on video.
Okay. All right. So, let us stick a fork into this best of 2011 show. I know we said...
Angelo, get back in here.
We would talk about
Book of Mormon, Fancy Space People, European Leg of the Wall, The Beastie Boys, Phil Collins, if you put on an album, or Coldplay, and favorite local artists, Mighty Tiny, your planet, and a big old dirty bucket. Sorry.
Okay.
There you go.
Foster the People.
Yeah, Foster People, Best New Artist, Artist of the Year, Foo Fighters, Favorite Local Act, American Water, Best Live Concert, Guitar Wolf at the Church in Boston, Album of the Year, Fucked Up's David Comes to Life, Worst Album of 2011.
This is awesome. Sorry.
What? What'd you say?
I said the song, This Will Be by Adele Makes Me Cry Like a Little Girl.
All right. Worst album of 2011, Lulu by Metallica and Lulu.
Yes, oh, I agree with that. Worst album, Lou Reed, Metallica and Lulu. I agree with Best New Artist, I think, is Fits in the Tantrums. Foo Fighter on both the, Artist of the Year and, I guess, Best Album of the Year. I'd probably be half and half between Wasting Light and 21 by Adele. So
yeah, 21's awesome. Beastie Boys, Hot Sauce Committee.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Best Local Talent, Widow Sunday. And Keep an Air Out for Janie David.
Janie David. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to give my local one. Old Dirty Bucket.
Old Dirty Bucket? Any relation to Buckethead?
No.
No. No, the funk band, Big Old Dirty Bucket, amazing. Planetoid as well. Mighty Tiny, Neurological Damage. Check them out.
Yeah, Neurological Damage. Indeed.
Since I can't pub my own bands.
I don't know. I give up.
Well, what about Flashbang Grenada?
Okay, Flashbang Grenada, probably best rap album of the year.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap, yes.
I'm actually black, but I don't listen to rap, so.
But, next to that, there wasn't many other bands. I mean, a lot of you guys mentioned a lot of the bands that I liked for the most part, so.
What the?
Boom Punch!
Damn it, woman.
Just hit and smack it.
Yeah, you're not Duke Nukem.
So, any bands, new artists, like Foster the People, anything like that?
I love Foster the People. Awesome. I like them. Flying Lotus, he's really awesome. Skrillex, I'm actually...
Yes!
And I don't really love dubstep, but they make it work for me.
Fancy Space People. check out that band. And, like a nine-piece glam band that they all dress like space aliens. They're pretty cool.
I guess
I saw them open up for Smashing Pumpkins.
Proto Men.
And I guess for collaboration album, I would definitely give that to Jay-Z and Kanye West. Even though I know that Kanye West is a douche, they know how to make their style together.
He may be a douche, doesn't mean he's wrong.
He's a douche in real life, but he knows how to do his job.
Mother frick gay fish.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. That wraps it up for the best of 2011.
Yeah!
We're done!
Remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you've got any questions, comments, anything you want to talk us about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. Anvil's on the Anvil 63. Bluonic, we're still working on.
Fuck you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We are on Facebook at Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade. Fuck MySpace.
Fuck literally fuck your space
at JC Surgeon, at the Issues Guy on Twitter.
No, at I Got Issues Man.
I Got Issues Man, whatever, go and check us out. Oh, the friends of the I Got Issues. I can't speak as fast as this guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, you should go to bed.
He's professional.
Thank you everybody, this is the Issues Guy. You can find me at Facebook as the Issues Guy, or I Got Issues Man at the Twitter twiddle me. Good night.
He'd like to be
and fiddled. You can follow me at Lady Ash on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We are also on Land of Ash. And you can listen to my show. We're awesome. We're chicks and we like gaming and nerd stuff. So come listen. We're
and really funny British looking hats.
Hamsterman.
You can follow me at Hamsterman2049. I'm on Twitter. I also write for Ash. So you can find me on that website as well.
All right. Hey, I just realized we didn't let you speak about your favorite music. I'm sorry.
Hamsters don't listen to music.
Hamsters don't listen to music.
I don't have too much to say there, but I will plug my. I have a friend who has a band, the Protagonists. So if you get a chance to check them out, check them out.
Okay. Cool.
They're on Facebook.
All right. Plugging all done.
Yeah, just about.
All right.
We all rule. Follow us. Yes.
So, until next time.
Now!
Baby, bye.
This is Bluonic.
This is Anvil.
Panelicious.
This is Argent.
The Issues Guy.
And Hamsterman2049.
Saying sign out, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Bring it on, you fucking bastards.
Woo!
Yeah!
You do realize the calendar goes on, right?
Yeah, I do.
It's a really fun looking inside the temple.